This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mind stretching is better. I didn't say mine, M-I-N-E. I said M-I-N-D. We're here with the D, the emphasis on the D for me, Doug, and J, emphasis on the J for Jennifer, emphasis on the V for Victoria, and then there's Kara Schindler. I had a party over the weekend. She didn't invite me. It's time for us to get into Monday and the mind stretch. First things first. ABC has almost made it official that American Idol will be back in the fall with Ryan as the host. He has the time, so he says. And people ask him, what does it take? A couple hours a day. He's got it down pat. And he's so associated with the show. I am sort of surprised, although I'm not surprised. Remember when American Idol first started? 27 million, 28 million, 29 million people a week were watching it. And then it sort of went down to the last, I think, season, it was 11 or 12 million people that were watching it. By the standards set in anybody's mind, looking at most of the television shows that are on the big networks, it is big. Still, those numbers are huge. How do I say huge? Huge. Right? Is that
sounds
how
good.
Huge.
That's how you could say it, sure.
Yeah. So I think that, and I believe that ABC had that in mind when they hired Seacrest to do Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's cut the deal with ABC when he was doing Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve, so
yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it's practically like ABC owns him now,
yeah.
Which is really interesting because he's so ingrained on the E! Channel, which is owned by NBC.
Well, he's also ingrained in... at Clear Channel / iHeart, because he does the morning show on Kiss in L.A., and he does American Top 40, and he does all of those, what do they call the iHeart music things that they do around in Las Vegas, especially those big performance things. So he hosts all of those. Don't worry about Ryan. He'll be able to get a square meal for another couple of years. you worry.
He's a hardworking guy, so
yeah,
I have much respect for that. Yep.
All right, speaking of respect... do we have a respect for Emmanuel Macron? I make sure I pronounce his name right. The new leader of France.
Macron.
What is it?
Macron.
Macron. That sounds Irish, though.
Well, it's because I'm not saying Macron. It with a French accent.
Oh, okay. Macron. Anyway, he's the 39-year-old guy, and the only thing I'm going to remember about him is he's married to somebody who's 30 years older than he is.
Yeah,
that's
you know who?
It.
I told you, right? It was his drama teacher.
Yeah, I know. You didn't tell me that. Really?
Yeah, he was with her when he was 15 years old.
He was having bada-bada-boom with her?
Mm-hmm. I think she was married to somebody at the time, right? Yeah. There's some interesting backstory
there, yeah. Uh-huh.
Scandal!
Not in France. France, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah. I was going to say, France doesn't even care.
No. All right. By the way, is the remark that, or remarks, how many people are familiar with what Deborah Messing said? Over the weekend, do I agree?
I missed Deborah Messing this weekend. What'd she say?
Deborah Messing was at the gay, what do they call it, the GLAAD Awards?
Oh, yeah, the GLAAD Awards, yep.
Right. And she had some things to say to Ivanka that were, she started out by saying, it's time to make America gay again. And then for 9 minutes, she went on. I happen to be a fan of hers. I like her. I was sort of surprised with the fervor in which she got into this thing. Obviously not a Trump supporter, but she likes Ivanka and is trying to urge her to be more influential with her father.
A lot of women feel that way.
Yeah.
A lot of women on the left, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that works, maybe it doesn't. I don't know whether these things... is it just another media... I don't see her as somebody who's just out there to get attention or to get headlines.
But Deborah Messing's been very political during the last election cycle.
She?
In fact, she and Susan Sarandon got into a huge dust-up on social media. The two of them are going back and forth at each other because Susan Sarandon became a Bernie Sanders supporter. Yeah. And I feel like during the general election, she may have been so against Hillary that she was kind of seeming Trumpy, but I don't know who she ended up voting
for. You're talking about Sarandon?
Yeah, but Deborah Messing.
I remember
Messing
that,
was,
Jen. Yep, you're right.
Deborah Messing was a huge Hillary supporter. And so Messing was going after Sarandon, saying she lost the election because of you and blah, blah, blah. I mean, really just letting her have it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was she in charge of the FBI at the time?
I don't know.
Sarandon? But she maybe stepped in for Comey for a few days to follow things up. Anyway, was that too subtle for her to get much reaction? Apparently it was too subtle because nobody said anything. So perhaps I should move on.
It's always best.
Well, there's always this business about what to do. We're at a point now. I mean, I saw the Deborah Messing thing because I was nosing around and I saw her name, and that's why I went to it. I wouldn't probably have otherwise paid much attention to it because I tend to be thinking that there are a lot of opportunists who were taking shots through Ivanka to Donald Trump. And the only reason, as I said, I paid attention to this is because I quite like Deborah Messing and the things that she's been involved in. So that's why I paid attention to it. But I was careful to check because there's so much stuff floating around that is on social media. I think every once in a while we get ourselves trapped in this. And I don't know whether this is an example or not. I got a note, Victoria, from somebody who took a shot at you, and I responded to it. But the shot was about the health care bill, and this woman saying that you said that it was all over the Internet. I don't know that you said that. The comment was that C-sections and rape being pre-existing conditions. The bill, I didn't read the bill because I get sterilized when it comes to stuff like this. It goes in one ear and out the other. But in this circumstance, and this is why I'm questioning this lady. She says that you say it was all over the Internet. I would believe you would say it was all over social media. But then you get into this whole thing. What's the difference between, quote, it was all over the Internet and, quote, it was all over social media?
I don't understand. So she's just someone who just wants to have a beef with me for no real reason, is what that sounds like.
No, I think there's I think it's interpretation. Because
but anyone who wants to split hairs like that, I don't care about. I have no time for. You know, like, well, Google it, look it up. You know, like, I don't get into that stuff with people.
Well, I think it's important to get into it, not from this point of view necessarily, but just to get into the difference between the Internet and social media. I'm not talking about this particular issue because anybody can claim anything. I just think that it's interesting, and this isn't for you necessarily, although it's what brought it to my mind. It's something my son and I actually had a conversation about this the last time we were together in L.A., and I had forgotten about it because I think we get confused. I will tell you that I get confused with it from time to time, whether you say things are all over the Internet or all over social media. What's the difference?
To me, it's one and the same.
Okay.
And that's a generational thing. Maybe this person's a lot older. I don't know. But that's, to me, is one and the same. When you say something is on the Internet, it's social media is 90% of the Internet at this point.
But isn't NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they all have Internet presence.
Oh, yeah.
Their stuff is all there.
Any story that's posted on CNN.com or NBC.com is also tweeted. It's all automatic.
All right.
So it's all the same thing.
Then, without splitting hairs, which is what you just said you objected to, is it that the things that are on the Internet, the meaning here, and Jennifer, you can jump in anytime because you use this. We all of us have to sort of figure out how to sift through things and try to find out what's real and what isn't real. If it's on a, I don't go, frankly, I don't do, and I don't say that I don't do this, I don't know you, what you do. I never ask you what you do in order to come up with conversational things. I don't look, I don't follow, I don't pay attention to social media other than how it may impact, let's say, my Facebook page. I send things out that I think are important to share with people. But I don't get any information that I use on this program unless I attribute it to this social media or that social media. Whatever I use comes from these 14 sources that I use. Now, where do they get this stuff? I think you know where I'm going with this. It's like a vicious circle. So whether I go to CBS or NBC or CNN or the Associated Press or the Drudge Report, I'm just looking at some of the things that I have in front of me right now, the Huffington Post, the New York Times, Washington Post, Reuters, USA Today, BuzzFeed, I said ABC already, I think, right? Anyway, so I look at these things and I'm thinking, okay, I'm getting something close to the real news or closer to the real news. But this woman caused me to think about whether or not I really am.
I don't understand what her point is. Was she saying that it's not on the Internet? Like, I don't get her point.
The question is whether it's on the – what does that mean to be on the Internet? Is it on news sites? Is it on social media? It's a confusing – and, yeah, maybe it's hair splitting. I'm just saying that in my experience, what I do is look at the news pages. But I wonder – this gave me cause to think about – how much stuff is there that comes from social media?
Well, but I don't understand. I mean, what's online is online, and everything
needs
to be
from?
Vetted.
Where does it come from?
What do you? I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, is it a CNN news story that someone tweeted out, or is it someone's blog post? Everything
right.
is online. That's the greater thing. I mean, it's like. I think of online as the library. So you have a lot mm-hmm. of different sources. So where, you know, I mean, yeah, you can say CNN is
but
reporting.
But you understand what they're saying? The unsophisticated person, and I don't mean that in a negative, who doesn't necessarily make his or her living from looking at what's going on according to news reports, might find this confusing.
Yes, I'm not following what's confusing. If
whether
I said
it's what
that,
the Internet means, is it on the Internet and that gives it more credibility than social media? Or are they one and the same? You said
the same
that
thing.
They were one and the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, to me it's the same thing, yeah.
Uh-huh. And for me, it isn't. So there may be the generational thing, what we're talking about. And I haven't really thought about this until this came up. Am I fooling myself by going to the direct source here, that is these news pages, rather than sifting through a lot of commentary that's on social media?
Well, here's the difference, though.
Are
you
just kidding myself?
Well, no. I just think it's habitual, and you're not used to, like, one of my first sources of an aggregate of news is Twitter, and it's NBC, CNN, you know, whatever, all of the major, you know, news networks.
They tweet out all of their stories.
And all of their headlines are tweeted, and so if I click on a headline that looks like an interesting story or if it's something that's important, it just goes back to their landing page. So
mm-hmm.
to me, it's all the same. It's not someone's opinion. It's just a link to the website.
Yeah.
So social media and the news sites are just one and the same to me. I'm not reading other people. I don't follow random people.
Would you,
who are just
in this circumstance?
And if you Google something, I mean, if you go in and Google something, like Macron wins the Paris election, and
right.
a bunch of news sources come up, well, then it's pretty safe to say that that's a true story.
Yeah.
If a couple right. of blog posts come up, then you go, well, I better not believe that story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, I don't know. I guess I do.
Well, I think that that's just, it's, under the circumstances, there's probably nothing better, although who has time to do it, in the case of this healthcare bill, what was it, 1,200 pages or something? Who knows?
No, it's only like 150 pages, and it's up online, and people can read it if they want to. I mean,
have you read it?
Have I? I've actually read pieces of it. I haven't read all 150 pages, but...
Did you, Victoria, read any?
So I haven't read 150 pages of it. I've read some of it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I just want to kind of get it straight in my mind. What's what? Thank you. You're teaching me. 21 after the hour.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Danger.
But now
this is the mortality zone. Loretta Lynn's not dead yet.
So turn,
but sadly, she suffered a stroke over the weekend and is in the hospital. She's 85 years old. Didn't she just have a concert recently?
She did.
In Ryman? I thought that she did.
Yep. Yeah. I think that was like 2 weeks ago for her birthday.
Yeah. She's been advised by doctors to stay off the road while she recuperates. Upcoming scheduled shows are going to be postponed for a while. She's continued to tour, record regularly, but she fell down last year and had some surgery, and I think that sort of slowed her down. She's 85 years old, so I'd like to see him, you like to keep him going. I went to, whether I do it now or later, it's up to you, Kara. How quickly you can find some stuff. I forget to.
It's a test.
I went to a concert on Saturday night with a few friends. Darlene Love is performing and has been around the country. She's got a new album out, and she also has some of those great songs from the chiffon days and the days of her in the 60s, the early 60s. This woman is 76 years old. That's what made me think about when you were talking about Loretta Lynn. Darlene Love. And this is, she sang this. Crack this up right here. She was the original find of Phil Spector. And she told the story on the stage of being paid $3,000 to sing this song. And that was big money, she said, in 1962. But she didn't trust Phil Spector. This was 1962. So she made him bring her cash before she did the recording session.
Gotta do it. How did she sound? Did she sound good?
Oh, my God. She sounds exactly like she does. Yesterday, my friend and I, Arthur, and his wife and I we're talking to each other. He's a great fan, like I am, of this music. So we find ourselves going to these concerts together from time to time. And we both couldn't believe how fabulous her voice was. Because, I go to a lot of these things, and I'm disappointed because they just don't have it anymore. She has it.
That's great.
She goes and she tells the story about getting up. She lives in New York now, and her daughter runs a gym in New Canaan, Connecticut. She gets up every morning at 4 o'clock and drives to her daughter's gym for an hour and a half workout, including yoga, Pilates.
That is amazing.
And you should see a picture. I mean, this woman is really very attractive. And she's got the voice, and she's got three backup singers, including she sings in the church choir, and the choir director is her male voice on the road.
That's cute.
And she's had a woman singing in her backup group with her for 39 years.
Wow.
And she was originally one of Bette Midler's singers. But I'm telling you, she had the new stuff that she's doing sounds, you know, pretty much like some of the old stuff. But the way that they created the music, they had a great saxophonist, and they did a pretty good job of recreating the Wall of Sound, which Phil Spector did originally with Darlene Love. But because she didn't trust him, and maybe it was because the first time he saw her, he tried to get her into the sack. And that sort of... But he did get Ronnie into the sack, and that's why she became the lead singer of the Maronettes. A lot of people think Darlene Love's voice is better than Ronnie's. I've heard them both, and I think Ronnie doesn't take as good care of herself as Darlene does, so I'm not sure she has... doesn't really still have... This is great. Jim, crank this up. As a matter of fact, I think her voice sounds better now in many ways than it did then. So I thought you'd enjoy that review, if you will, of Darlene Love. You get a chance to see her, anybody, any age, you'd enjoy her. 28 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Be careful of the negative things you say. You might just be telling people more about you than you care to realize. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The shadow is a term used in psychology to describe the phenomenon where we project the negative qualities that we don't like about ourselves onto other people. For example, if you see someone on television and assume something about that person without ever having met that person, then the qualities that you are seeing in that person are things that are inside of you. It's much easier, after all, to judge others for having negative qualities than it is to look at our own. The next time you feel the urge to say something negative about someone you don't even know, remember, you might just be revealing more about yourself than what you're actually saying about the other person. To learn more about why we do what we do, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, remember a couple of years ago when we thought we'd save some money with do-it-yourself window coverings?
Unfortunately, yes. I measured.
I ordered.
We both installed. What a disaster.
All the way around. And we're pretty good at do-it-yourself. But obviously, window coverings really call for a pro.
A pro from Budget Blinds.
They're the do-it-for-me people. They bring the store to you, come in and measure, then install it all.
And that style and service for every budget thing they talk about? Turns out it's for real.
Right. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
That's a no-brainer.
And this spring, you could get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Save money and your dignity. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS or budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself.
Get an expert to do it for you at a price that fits your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At the hour, Monday morning, the Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Hornway through the DJV Experience. To get you started, you can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillin, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. I heard you talking about youngsters. I wasn't listening because I was looking at some things, and this popped into my mind, ladies. The 6th and 7th grades here in Framingham had an essay contest. And I wanted to read you what a 6th grader in the middle school wrote in her essay. This was done, the newspaper has a Take Over My Column opportunity for youngsters, and they give it to students of different ages. But I thought this was so poignant. Remember, this is a sixth grader. So she would be, what, 11 years old?
Like 11 or 12.
11 or 12? Yeah, right. Okay, so she was asked to write a 450-word essay on anything that you want. They all did. They all, the sixth graders, were asked by the newspaper to ask to write a 450-word essay. And they didn't have to. They could or not. It wasn't an assignment from the school. It was a request from the newspaper. So here's what Molly O'Mara, sixth grader, wrote. I know that money cannot buy happiness because money did not buy my family, my friends, my sports, and how happy we are. Can money make you happy? I bet that everyone gets happy when they get a brand new phone for Christmas or a nice red bike for their birthday. But after a while, don't you get bored? To be honest, they probably get thrown in the closet or broken or you outgrow them. If these things made you happy, wouldn't you outgrow them? Happiness isn't something that can be bought on a shelf at a store. Happiness comes from people and places. Remember, she's in the sixth grade. First reason that I think money cannot buy happiness is because money didn't buy my family. My family makes me really happy, and although I may not always show it, I love them, and they love me back. We have jokes that only they understand. Isn't that true of all families? And years worth of memories. I look forward to doing things with my family, like going to the beach, because we spend the day together, and creating another memory. Not just my immediate family, my mom, my dad, my brother, but my cousins and my grandparents and my aunts and uncles. I look forward to going to Virginia and to Florida to see my family, as well as going to Waltham and Belmont to see the family here. No matter how far or close my family is, I am always happy to see them. The second reason I think that money can't buy happiness is that money didn't buy my friends. I didn't go up to somebody and say, here's $20 to hang out with me. I met these friends on my own, and they have changed my life. My friends can even make school something to look forward to. I walk to school every morning to see my friends standing there and ready to tell stories, and we laugh and we talk about what we've done. And it makes me really happy. But this started not in middle school, started in kindergarten. When I walked in the first day of kindergarten, I met many people. Back then, everybody wanted to be friends with everybody, and it was happy. It was, as time has gone on, I've made new friends and kind of separated from the old friends. But both my friends and my family make me equally happy. The final reason that I think money can't buy happiness is because money didn't buy the sports that I enjoy. The soccer balls, basketball shoes, yeah, I had to buy that. But the running around, the playing of games. A game is something you can always play. It doesn't have to be with fancy equipment. I play a lot of sports. Sometimes we make things to use to play in the field. I don't always, my mother doesn't buy me soccer balls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just going to read the last paragraph. In conclusion, I think that happiness comes from things that you could never throw away or outgrow. Happiness comes from the things that really matter to you and things that you love. I think happiness can't be bought. Molly O'Mara, sixth grader. Pretty good 450 words, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
What would you think?
Hope for the future when you hear that, right?
Yeah, right. I think that's one of the reasons that I read it, Jennifer. Thank you. Yeah, we're such a cynical bunch. We really are. And to prove that, okay, there are three things that have happened over the weekend to airline customers. And two of them are bad, one of them was good. One of them has to do with an American Airlines flight from, I believe, I don't want to, from some Far Eastern place, like Korea or Vietnam or someplace, back to Los Angeles. And this lady sat between two people who didn't fit in the chair. And so, as a result of that, she didn't fit in the chair. And so she's decided to sue American Airlines, excuse me, for $100,000 because she couldn't fit into the seat between the two people that were on either side of her.
Did she move seats, or did she end up just sort of squeezing
in? No, she ended up standing. It's a 15-hour flight. She ended up standing most of the flight.
I didn't think that was allowed. Wow.
Yeah, she stood.
No, I do that all the time. When if I get in Spilkus and Tukus, I get out of the seat and walk around up and down front of the plane to the back of the plane. I do it all the time. If there's turbulence, they want you to sit down. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you walk around to stretch your legs. Matter of fact, there's a page in the booklet that they tell you how to exercise if you're on the plane. One of them is standing down, one of them is sitting up. But there are a lot of exercises that they tell you so that you keep from having, you know, a lot of people get themselves all worked. I don't know. I have oftentimes with me, what happens is I get, restless leg syndrome. And I get up and walk it off. So, anyway, who knows? Will she get $100,000? No. Is it the airline's fault?
Yeah,
how do you know?
That's a lot of money to ask for something that's really beyond the airline's control, I guess, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can see when an airline drags you off a plane how that would be their fault.
Right.
But are we starting to kind of split hairs a little bit?
I think there's a mentality that
super
somebody's
everything.
Gotten away with it, so let's take another. Let's see if I can get a piece of the action.
Yeah.
All right,
They're vulnerable now.
This happened on United Airlines from Newark. Well, it was supposed to be this lady. All she wanted to do was fly from Newark to Paris. this is a pretty unbelievable story. And because, as I say, all these stories around airlines now, you kind of think, okay, yep, I believe it now, however unbelievable it may be. So this lady's name is Lucy Backenthal. She bought a ticket, given a boarding pass, went to the gate, printed on the boarding pass, got on the plane, and somebody was sitting in her seat. So United Airlines flight attendant helped her out, put her in another seat. Nice enough, right? So you'd think that now this lady could sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight to France. When she got off the plane, she discovered she was in San Francisco. And... Oops.
You don't feel like you're going the wrong way? I mean,
you take off.
I don't know
where you're going.
Oh, come on. You look out the window, you see land, you might realize something's going on.
Well, if you're going to, yes, that's a thought. If you're going to go to Paris from New Jersey, most of the flight's going to be over the North Atlantic. Yes, I'd buy that.
So did she get on the wrong flight, or was she put on the, like, how did it happen?
I did hear something about her seat.
The boarding pass clearly said she was going to Charles de Gaulle.
Uh-huh.
It was scanned and accepted to board the flight to San Francisco. They were next to each other.
Okay.
The gates were next to each other. She didn't speak any English. She was French. And so this is one of those things. The people in the New Jersey newspaper says she could have been a terrorist and could have killed people on the flight under the circumstances. What difference would that make? Which direction you're going? I mean, I think that she could have been a terrorist, fine. But what difference would it have made under the circumstances?
The point is that she snuck on a flight where she didn't belong. And
right.
You're
she didn't
worried
sneak
about
on the
safety.
Flight.
This
yeah.
is not, yeah.
But she didn't sneak on. She was told to get on the plane. Even when the flight attendant looked at her boarding pass and it said 34 and somebody was in 34, so she put her over in 33. Mm. So the flight attendant didn't see it. The scanner didn't see it. The person at the gate didn't see it, and she ended up no harm done other than she wasted, you know, a day of her life going to San Francisco and then caught a flight to back to Paris from San Francisco.
A long flight.
Yeah. And they gave her the flight free and all of that stuff. But it is, you wonder. And it's back
humanitarians.
To being,
they gave it to her for free, please.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, so here's the best story. You ready for the best one?
Yes.
There's a yesterday, a Southwest Airlines pilot got on the squawk box. Matter of fact, have you got the audio from that, Carol? Let's play the audio. This is a captain of a flight, and he's welcoming his 1,000,000th passenger on the plane.
Special announcement before we go. And for the past 22 years, I've been flying with Southwest. Today is a special day. Ever since I started with Southwest, I've kept track of the passengers I've flown. And today I'm flying my 1,000,000th passenger.
Yay!
This is not an airline promotion. This is the captain.
I have a bottle of champagne. I have an autographed copy of your boarding card. And in addition to that, I did a little bit of snooping, and I found out how much you paid for your ticket. So in an envelope, I have in hand the amount of money you paid for your ticket.
All right, do you hear what he's saying?
Wow, yeah, he said he'd pay for her ticket, right?
He did.
And he gave her a bottle of champagne.
He gave her a bottle of champagne and took the cash out of his pocket and gave it to her. refunded. Cool. Now, if Southwest had any brains, they would have taken care of it themselves, but they don't have any brains. But the thank God the pilot has some brains to just, it's a milestone. Every time a pilot gets there, you know, whether pilots keep a record of this or not, all pilots may not do that. But in his case,
I would guess they don't. I mean, he kept track of 1 million passengers.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Everything
on the wall of the aircraft, probably, you know, like ticking them off one day at a time.
No. But you have a sheet or a log book, and okay, I'm flying from Denver to Los Angeles, 183 people, you write it down. And then from Los Angeles to Albuquerque, another 180 people, you write that down. Maybe he had three legs, that whatever it is.
It's a lot of flights.
Very,
wow.
Yeah, very doable. I thought it was cool. But I think it would have been smarter for Southwest to do it. But the fact that he did it tells you something about the caliber of those people. And people usually are very happy. The employees at Southwest are happy. Whether all the customers are or not, but employees.
Well, for him to be there for that long, to be with one airline for all that time.
23 years? Oh, no.
Yeah.
A lot of, I was on the plane with a guy from New Hampshire. Was it the time before last? He and his daughter, he was trying to get his daughter on the plane, and the plane was sold out. And I was listening to them, and he was on the bus from the rental car company. And I said, you were the pilot of the flight to Boston? He said, yeah. I said, where do you live? He said, New Hampshire. I said, what do you think? And I get into my small talk about the airlines and the new people running United from U.S. Air. And he says, it's a good company. It's always been a good company. This is my 40th year as a pilot. And he's looking like he's, you know, probably mid-60s. And he said he was going to retire next year. I said, would you like to go further, like to go on if you could, if they changed it to 70? He said, nah, I've had enough. I've been flying. Imagine for what the guy's seen, though. Over 45 years or 40-some-odd years of flying.
That's got to be pretty grueling. I would think that if you've done it that long, you're ready to retire.
Yeah. The way they bid these things, up and down, 3 days on, 4 days off, or four days on, 3 days off. Half the time they start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes they start at 8 o'clock at night. And, yeah, I think it's probably a pretty grueling way to make a living. But the other side of it is a lot of benefits. You can fly anywhere for nothing, so can your family, anybody who's on your buddy list. So that part of it's good. Anyway, so airline stories. Mother's Day is Sunday. Victoria was just bemoaning the fact that in the Northeast, where we're supposed to have a wet and kind of cold winter, summer, it's starting out. Mother's Day is supposed to be wet and in the 50s. So let's warm.
It's practice summer.
Yeah, right. So let's warm her up this weekend with Sherry's Berries. Huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, and you can double the berries with just $10 more. Pick your delivery date. The berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and in time for a Mother's Day. Gourmet dipped strawberries impress. Mothers love this kind of stuff. Anybody likes this sort of thing, frankly. The berries this year are really big and juicy. We've all had them, and we all love them. And you'll love them as well. The only way to get this amazing berries deal, starting at $19.99 plus shipping, is to visit berries.com. BERRIES.com. Do it right now. Use the code DJV in that microphone in the top right corner. That's DJV is the code at berries.com for this amazing Mother's Day deal. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV Show, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com. Use that ZipRecruiter.com address when you're going to hire somebody. If you've never used ZipRecruiter before, you'll find they are the best in the country at what they do. There are several competitors. There are people who are, they will tell you they're similar, but go to the one, to the original, to the best. ZipRecruiter.com. And use the code DJV. So it's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. What you'll do is go in there and you'll use their facilities free and try. This is why some people, and no matter, I guess, what size business it is, small business, medium-sized business, large business, we all are looking for the best people. And we want them to come to us. Normally when we're looking for someone, we're in a hurry, right? We need somebody like yesterday. So if you want to find good candidates anywhere and you want to get it done fast without a lot of hoopla, then get the candidates that are going to come to you through ZipRecruiter.com, because they'll post to every single job site, social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, one click, get you there. And then you'll see the responses come rolling in, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Go there. Get an opportunity free to find the right person to fill the jobs. Or if you're looking for a job, go there as well. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Twitter has new program. We were just talking about this off the air, whether Twitter has gone down another road here. Is this because they need to do it, because they need to stay successful, and their original model doesn't work anymore?
Correct on all of that. Look
Thank
at you.
You.
Correct. Well, Twitter, yeah, I mean, Twitter is definitely on the decline in terms of social media apps. Instagram is hasn't yet surpassed it, but it's very close. And Facebook has introduced things like Facebook Live, so that keeps people on Facebook Live in the younger demographics. So, yeah, so Twitter's next answer to staying in business is live streaming and live programming. So they've announced a whole bunch of original programming deals with everyone from the WNBA, Derek Jeter's Players Tribune, BuzzFeed News, Live Nation, which of course is the country's largest concert promoter. So they're going to do a different, every week it's going to change, but it'll be a schedule of weekly and daily live programming that you can find right on your Twitter feed. And so using the hashtag What's Happening, that will include live concerts from, they're going to do a whole series, Zac Brown Band, Train, and a band called Portugal. They're all going to be the first three to do these live streaming concerts. And Twitter's also working with IMG Fashion on a program that will take everyone right behind the scenes of Fashion Week around the world. So that's kind of cool for girls who girls and gays who are really into that. And then, of course, Twitter is still working with some NFL content, even though they did lose the Thursday night streaming to Amazon this year. They still do have some NFL content. So it's a little bit of something for everyone to keep people on Twitter longer.
Why did Kanye West's Twitter account go dark on Friday?
Because he's Kanye, and that's just what he does. He got rid of his Twitter and his Instagram, which is very weird because it's the same day that he and Kim launched a new kids' clothing line that is getting, you know, a lot of good reviews. Mm-hmm. So it's just Kanye being Kanye. He'll be back.
All right, smartphone users spending a lot of time on apps, Victoria.
This is true. This is a new study that just came out. The last time they did this was 2 years ago, looking at app usage of smartphone users. This new one has shown that the first report from 2 years ago was really wrong. That predicted that app usage would be on the decline and that, you know, people would just end up using the utilities that are built into the smartphone and wouldn't pay for add-on apps. Totally wrong. So 2 years later in 2017, the average smartphone user uses 9 apps per day, which equals 30 per month. So it's interesting. The difference between iPhone users, they use more apps than Android users, but Android users use gaming apps 30% more than iPhone users. So I think that's one of the draws to an Android is if you like video games, it's just a better platform for video games than an iPhone.
Huh.
Now you're a smartphone user. How many apps do you think you use on a daily basis?
None.
How is that possible? You can't use your smartphone without using apps.
Well, how's that? I use my smartphone to take care of three things, basically. Mm-hmm. If I'm not in my office around the house, I use it to keep up with email.
Okay.
I send text messages back and forth to people.
That is an app. Okay.
Is it? Is
yes.
Is text an app?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, and I use it for the phone. I am on the phone on it, and I use it. So it has three basic uses. Although
so we
got to
bump up your usage.
I do. Well, I use Waze.
Weather? Do you check the weather?
Now TuneIn I'm using it for. I don't use it for the weather. But, yeah, okay. So I am using it a little bit. I'm not using it 30 times a day, though. I do have a life. 59.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.